Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Marketing with Mitch, a daily podcast with a StoryBrand certified guide where I get into all things marketing to help you win at business. Let's do it. Hey guys, today, this may be a little bit longer. I'm going to take the My Business Report from Business Made Simple. So I'm going to take it in the podcast so that you can kind of hear what's in it. So what is the My Business Report? So it is a business assessment where it takes about 12 minutes, and afterwards you get a free detailed report on the health of your business and a customized plan for how to make it more profitable. So I'm going to take it. As soon as you click on take the assessment, there's a video here that you can watch from Don Miller, and he kind of gives you, you know, how the assessment works. And you can skip the video if you like, but I would say if you're going to do it, go ahead and watch the video. The next one is to fill out your information, first, last name, email, and then a phone number. Go ahead and use the real information there, because if you're filling out the assessment after you've listened to this, I hope that you're doing that so that I could possibly help you with your business. So you put in the name of your company. I'm just going to put mine in here. I'm going to put in my website. Which of the following best describes the area you work in your business? You work in or your business. Okay, so I am marketing at advertising. You can only pick one, and the options are technology, healthcare, manufacturing, entertainment, nonprofit, marketing, advertising, legal, coaching and consulting, religious nonprofit, financial, construction, retail, and education, and then lastly, other. What's your company's annual revenue? All right, I put mine in there. How many employees do you have? All right, you have, it's got six different options there, 1 to 10, all the way to 250 and plus. Next. All right, so these questions are around leadership. So do you start every day with purpose and know what you want to accomplish? Scale of 1 to 5. 1, my day is all about reacting to the urgent. Or 5, I plan my day so that I know I'm working on the most important things. For me, I'm going to put it, I'm pretty decent at this simply because I use Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner, and I do a decent job of that. So I'm going to do a 4. Okay, question number 2. Have you created a life plan for your personal life? I have. I've taken the Hero on a Mission course inside of Business Made Simple and have a life plan. Leadership section, question 3. Is the life plan you're currently using helping you live a life that feels meaningful? Yes, it is. Question 4. Leadership. Do you ever wish you could get out of the company and work on something more meaningful? Well, you know, for me, I'm going to put not very often because I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot here. Question 5, how long has it been since you've announced and celebrated a company victory with the entire team, even if it's just you? Then you have 3 options, less than 1 month, 6 months or less, or more than a year. It's going to be less than 1 month for me. And ironically, we celebrated not getting a bid. I bid on a project that I knew I probably shouldn't have bid on, and we didn't win it. And then so that was something we actually celebrated. So, because I think I learned a lot there. So this next question 6 is to describe the latest company victory, which I just did. So, and then next. All right, we're still in leadership. Question 7. If you asked every member of your team to recite the mission statement of the company word for word, could they do it? No, they could not. My team is pretty small. Obviously, some of my family members work for my company. And then I've got some contractors and people like that. But it's not something I've actively shared with people outside of, you know, my company. So they couldn't. But it's a good thing to, you know, think about if your company is a little bigger than mine. Did you start your company, or did the company exist before you took a leadership position? I started my company. All right. Question 9. Are there team members or contractors in your company that you characterize as dead weight? Not really. they all work pretty hard. So you have a yes or a not really. Leadership, question 10. Does every team member or contractor know what their critical priorities are at this exact moment? Honestly, you have definitely not and absolutely. I'm going to put three on mine because I know there's a couple things I need to shore up. Question 11. Do you consistently encounter team members or contractors who are working hard but seem to be working on the wrong things? I'm going to say no. It's a yes or no question. Leadership. Is there anybody who works with your company who you feel needs to be let go? I'm going to say no, but again, we're a small company. Leadership. Do you or your leadership team receive an update on where the company is in relation to its goals at least once a week? No, not once a week. So the answer is yes, no, or it's complicated. Leadership. When it comes to running your company, what keeps you up at night? For me, it's probably continued growth. Leadership. When you look at your digital dashboard, can you tell how much money your company will make about 3 months from now? Well, you have yes, no, and I don't have a digital dashboard. So for me, I don't have a formal, I do have a digital dashboard because most all of my revenue is recorded through Stripe. And so I get to see pretty good reports from Stripe on how the company or how I'm doing as far as revenue goes, how much money my company will make in about 3 months. So I'm going to say yes. Question 16. Do you have a consistent onboarding plan for new employees or contractors that covers their first 90 days? I do not. Leadership. Question 17. Do you feel like some of your team members or contractors are overpaid in relation to what they actually bring to the company? No, not at all. So, yeah. Could every employee or contractor on your team tell you what their job responsibilities tell you their job responsibilities and how they contribute to the company goals? I'm going to put that as a three. There's some contractors I think I could be more clear with. Question 19, when you lead a meeting or give a speech, do you consistently know how to get people on board and execute your ideas? I do, simply because I have taken and studied the Communication Made Simple course in Business Made Simple. Question 20. Do you have a repeatable framework when writing speeches that make sure you are understood, energizing, and memorable? Yes, because I have taken and studied the Communication Made Simple course inside Business Made Simple. Question 21. Do you have a hard time getting your team to buy into new ideas and change? No, I don't. Marketing. Now we're into the marketing section. If you ask your customers what is the main problem your company solves, could they answer clearly and quickly? Yes, my people could. Marketing. Can you name the main problem each of your products solves for the customer? Yes. Marketing. Do you feel like your company has lost its story, that folks aren't really unified around a common mission? No. Marketing. In your overall marketing copy, do you make the customer the hero? I do. Marketing. Are you using a copywriting formula on your various product pages that stimulates more purchases? I do. I use the StoryBrand marketing framework. Question 27 in marketing. Are you comfortable with the number of qualified leads that are coming into the company right now? I am, actually. I'm going to put a 4 instead of a 5. So 5 is super comfortable. Marketing. How long has it been since you've created a lead generator that gets you email addresses and contact info for qualified leads? Well, I have them, but it has definitely been a bit. So first, number 1 is we had never created a lead generator, and number 5 is less than a month. So I'm going to put 3. How long has it been since you've updated your website? Less than a year for sure for me. Do you have any social media strategy, and are you satisfied how it's going? I do have a plan around creating content for social media, and I am okay with how it's going. After a potential customer gives you their email address, how many emails do you send them over the following year? Well, honestly, Let's see. Five is we email potential customers every week and it's ongoing. And then number one is we don't follow up very well. So I'm going to put myself at a three. It is something I want to work on for 2022, and that's to reach out more via email and text message. All right, we're into sales. Are you using software to track the progression of a lead from interested in making a purchase to the actual point of purchase? Yes, I am. I'm going to put four instead of five simply because it's something I know I can still work on, but I am. Sales, would you say that you or your sales team is talking more about the features and benefits of your product or more about solving your customers' problems? I'm going to put, we do this pretty well simply because we understand the StoryBrand framework. All right. Do you have a proposal template you use when you send your proposals? And is that template working for you? Yes, absolutely. I'm using the proposal template from Proposals Made Simple inside of Business Made Simple, the course. And it works great. Sales. How large is your company's sales department? Well, you're looking at them. Yep. Primarily, I'm the salesperson. Sales. If you have a sales team, do you have a dedicated administrative team member who handles all the paperwork for the sales reps? Again, so that's a yes, no, or I am the salesperson, and that's my answer. Do you set goals for you or your sales team? Yes, I do. I need to revisit those goals more often, but I do. How long has it been since you've released a new product to your customer base? So this is 1 to 5. We released a new product within the last 12 months. I definitely have. And then the first one is, I can't remember the last time we created and released a new product. Question 39, products. When launching a new product, is your team aligned around how it is going to impact current revenue streams? I'm going to say no, simply because there's not a big team here. When launching a new product, do you feel like you have a streamlined way of aligning your team on core messaging before the product launches? Yes. Three. Question 41. Do you have products that you wonder if you should get rid of? No, I think, you know, I mean, I would probably say three on that because I've got some versions of some website stuff and sales funnel stuff that I may get rid of. How long has it been since you've made a list of your products from most to least profitable for the company? I don't know if I've done that. So I'm going to say one on that. Products. Do you have a subscription product that brings in dependable revenue every month? Yes, I do. Products. Do you receive a regular report letting you know what customers are saying about your products? Yes. Yes. Does your customer service process contribute directly to the growth of revenue and profit? I'm going to say no on this because I just don't have, it's a 1 to 5 scale here. And I'm going to put a 1 simply because I don't have that person. Do you often worry about whether you will be able to make payroll in the coming month? No, we are grateful. We always have money for payroll. So far, that's been the case for me. I'm going to put a 4. Instead of a 5, but so far we're pretty good there. Do you or your accountants perform an annual financial audit to see if there's money being wasted in the company? Yes, I'm going to put a 4 because I do it. It's just not super, super formal. It's literally for me, it's like going through credit card statements, looking at subscriptions that we use, whether or not we still need them, that kind of thing. Do you often feel like there is equipment laying around your office or software and subscriptions that do not get used? I'm going to say 3 on that. Cash flow. Are there other people on your team who share the mental burden if revenue is not where it's supposed to be? I'm going to say no. The options are I'm a solopreneur. I'm the only one on the team who stays awake at night, or I feel like I have someone on the team who carries the weight with me. So I'm a solopreneur pretty much with a small team. Cash flow. Do you have someone who identifies and resolves revenue related issues promptly? No, it's pretty much me. 51. Cash flow. Do you have a monthly meeting in which you review a forecast of the coming month's anticipated revenue? I do not, but I do have a spreadsheet built that shows me where I'm at on recurring revenue stuff. Like if there's any churn that's happening where people are falling off, I kind of know when that's going to happen and how it would affect revenue. Cash flow. If you are the owner of the company, do you pay yourself a salary? Yes, I do. Cash flow. Are you ever surprised by a tax bill and find yourself without enough money to pay the bill? No. You know, I'm going to say yes, but it's probably something I should work on to get a good plan for that. But it hasn't been a huge deal. 54. Do you keep at least 5 or 6 months worth of overhead cash on hand as a rainy day fund? This is a good question. I want to say yes. We've probably got enough for a few months for sure. 55. Does your team get a bonus or profit share when the company does well? No, not really. I'm a solopreneur pretty much with contractors, so that's really not a really applicable thing. Cash flow. Do you have a plan to instill an ownership mindset in your current or future team members? I would like to do this as we grow. So the last question says, do you have competitive compensation packages to help with recruiting and retaining better talent? I do not. And finish. Okay, so I finished the assessment in all of this. And of course, I'm talking through it. It's been about 16 minutes so far. Okay, so it says your custom report is ready. I am going to download the report. And I just got an email from them that they sent me the report. Here comes my report. Let's see. All right. Good, good, good. So there it is. It's a 67-page report. Yeah. All right. What I might do is just put this in the show notes so that you guys can see what this looks like. Okay. All right. Thanks so much. My business report. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so that you can take this. So get that link, go take it. And when you take it, it'll let me know that you did. Okay. Thanks. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening to Marketing with Mitch. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it valuable. Here are three ways in which I can help your business. First, take the My Business Report assessment. The link is in the show notes. In 12 minutes, you'll get a free, detailed report on the health of your business and a customized plan for how to make it more profitable. Second, schedule a strategy session with me. It's 60 minutes long, it costs $300, and if you don't feel like you got your money's worth, I'll refund the money. Why do I charge for this? I charge so you'll have some skin in the game and show up for our call. Third way I can help your business, you can hire me to build your sales funnel. The best way to get that started is to schedule a strategy session. And if we work together, I'll credit the $300 to your project. So if you have time, please subscribe to the podcast and consider rating and reviewing the show. That will help other people find us, and then we can help more people get their marketing right. Thanks, and we'll see you tomorrow on Marketing with Mitch.